Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Alafia Divine, All Blessed, Olodumare, Moki, Loni, Mo, Wogun, Merin, Aye, Mother, Father, Creator God. I greet the new day, I greet the four directions that create the world. For indeed, as we look behind us, look to the left of us, and look to the right of us, we can then see and clarify a direct path for moving forward. You are now listening live and always and archived at your leisure and convenience to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power, empowerment, and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, Mar 2018, the third day of March, Tuesday, 2018. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central. Black Hawk Voodoo in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, and some would say the most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down that great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, minerals. You all know the song. Please do continue to join me and support me here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. We've been here since December of 2008, moving forward at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Eshu Alebuana Kosi Were Awo Omlo Utsu Ni Iwo Ada Afan Bo Usi Obatalabi Ita Ni Ibo Onilio Abaneshu. Eshu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools, that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu, Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe. May our Ebo reach a room. May our Ebo be accepted. May our Ebo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, oh, Ashe. Here on Blog Talk Radio, indeed still specializing in doing battle, blocked situations of every type and endeavor. And we endeavor to create lasting, result-oriented change and transformation in each and every one of our lives, personally, but also collectively, communally, as it is, divine, all blessed community and co-unity, as I like to say. This is Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, moving forward in 2018. And before I move on into my topic of the day, I want to also lay down some new perimeters for the show. I'm going to stop trying to do a two-hour show. It's just not convenient for me. It's just not consistent enough to be fruitful or beneficial to either of us, I believe. And so I'm going to stop trying to do a two-hour broadcast, and I'm just going to do a consistent daily, to the best of my ability, and my schedule will allow me, a daily power lunch here on Block Talk Radio that gives us about 30 minutes each day to hit it and quit, to connect, to bring forward that which Spirit would have us to bring forward, to answer questions, comments, and requests. I will even accept one question in terms of reading and divination moving forward. So I'm disbanding my rule against readings on the show. I will only do a live reading on the broadcast. If there is any continuation, you have to email me at divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. Otherwise, we'll only take one question, and then we'll keep it moving. That way we don't lose our momentum when we have an established show topic. I take questions, comments, and requests at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you're listening, wonderful, and you are so appreciated. When you have a question, comment, or request, press the number one, and we'll be more than happy to unmute your mic and bring you into this conversation. As I am often in the action of doing, for indeed, revolutionary acts, revolutionary behaviors, the revolutionary mindset is about action and activity. Taking what we believe, what we know, what we've studied, what we've learned, what we understand, what I like to crystallize into that one beautiful word, demonstration, your demonstration, then that becomes revolution of the mind and spirit. But then we have to re-educate, re-diet, if you will, re-look at how we view what we eat. For indeed, you cannot continue to eat the pus and mucus of cows and chickens, the dead carcasses of animals, and expect to continue to birth, rebirth, and create life within you and around you. We must continue to relive, recreate how we live. And by doing so, a sustainable, progressive revolution requires patience and reality-based pragmatism, action and activity. Reality-based pragmatism, action and activity. So it's more than just what we say, how we look, what we present in social media, what we can throw up in 140 or more characters, what we can crystallize in one Instagram photo, but more about who we are, how we live each and every day of our waking reality. We share voodoo here, the religion, the culture, the lifestyle, the practice, the spirituality that is voodoo. And indeed, it is a religion, just as all world religions have their birth and their creation from the mindset, the understanding of humanity, of humans. But it does become your lifestyle. It becomes your demonstration. African religions cover a diverse landscape of ethnic groups, languages, cultures, worldviews. And I want to thank Jacob Olupono, author of African Religions, a very short introduction, for the motivation and the material to bring forward once again this topic, the validation of, the revival of that which is ours, which is in us, is a part of us, and that be voodoo. Again, for those of you who are confused by lettering, use the letter U only denotes Francophone persons, people who speak French. It has absolutely nothing to do with the validation, invalidation, authentication of what voodoo, V-O-O-D-O-O, is. As with all cultures, it is a way of life. It is a lifestyle. So it is contingent upon location, where you are, what you were brought up in, what you saw, what you internalized, what you understood, and then what you demonstrate now moving forward. When I look at ATR African traditional religious systems, I'm often looking back into the indigenous cultures of all of our ancestral being, from which we all have our ancestral foundation. African traditional religions refers to the indigenous or the religions of the African people, autochthonous religions of the African people. It deals with our cosmology, ritual practices, symbolism, art, society, and culture. And because religion is a way of life, it relates to cultural and societal environments, which are specific to where you find the African. There's a presumed border, if you will, that we like to think our culture, our traditions, or our practices are being carried across. But indeed, the traditions, the society, the culture exists within us. It's birth and rebirth within us. And so when we talk about the worldview of African people, we are talking about our shared experience as African people. No matter where you find yourself in this moment in time space on the planet, particularly today, when the world has gotten so much smaller by way of technology, traditional African religions are not stagnant, but highly dynamic and constantly reacting to various shifting influences such as age, modernity, technological advances, new ways of looking at things and doing things. Traditional African religions are less of faith and more of a lived tradition. When we think of faith-based traditions, it's about belief and what you believe, and not so much about why you believe it, as opposed to the lived traditions of our ancestors, but also all of the peoples, the ethnic groups, the colors of the world. We are less concerned with doctrines, but more so with rituals, ceremonies, and lived practices. When addressing religion in Africa, scholars often speak of a triple heritage. That is the triple legacy of indigenous religion, Islam, and Christianity that are often found side by side in many African societies. While those who identify as practitioners of traditional African religions are often in the minority, a growing minority in present-day society. Often, many who identify as Muslim or Christian or Hebrew or many other faiths are involved in traditional religious practices to one degree or another. And though many Africans have converted to Islam and Christianity and many other ways, religious and non-religious ways of thinking and being, these religions still inform the social, economic, and political life within African societies. Voodoo, Akan, Fon, Yoruba, Eze. Though many Africans have converted to Islam and Christianity, we all still stand upon the shoulders of great, mighty, and powerful ancestors. Traditional African religions have gone global. The transatlantic slave trade led to the growth of African-inspired traditions in the Americas, such as Candomblé and Santeri and Palo and Voodoo in Haiti and Voodoo in Louisiana, and all the various traditions known and unknown still in the New World that have their root in Mother Africa. Furthermore, many in places like the U.S. and the U.K. have converted to various traditional African religions, and the importance of the diaspora for these religions is growing rapidly. African religions have also become a major attraction for those in the diaspora who travel and have a means to travel to Africa on pilgrimages and vacations because of the global reach of these traditions. There are quite a number of revival groups and movements whose main aim is to ensure that the tenets and practices of ATR, African traditional and indigenous religions, survive. These can be found all over the Americas and Europe, I've been told. The concerns for health and wealth and procreation are very central to the core of African religions. That is why we have developed institutions for healing, for commerce, for the general well-being of our practitioners and adherents of these religions as well, to experience that interconnectedness is to be a part of the experience that is true, authentic ATR, true indigenous spiritual practice and belief. Practice and religion. Indigenous African religions are not based on conversion like Islam and Christianity. We tend to propagate peaceful coexistence, and we promote good relationships with members of other religious traditions and other faiths. But we exist now in a time I have coined the revolutionary revival of voodoo time and space here on, which allows us to carry the voices and harmonies and skills and attributes of our ancestors a great deal further than we ever have before. It begins with personal development, personal involvement, making that personal shift of consciousness to do things in a different way. We make that shift when we decide we're going to eat differently or exercise differently or learn a new skill or attribute. And so when we take on this spiritual journey, walking back into our past, looking to the left and looking to the right for clarity, we then open a doorway, a powerful doorway, into not only our future, manifest that great power right here and right now for immediate response, immediate results here in this present moment in time space. For indeed, it is in this moment that we plant seeds for the future. We reminisce on the past, but indeed it is right in this most present divine moment in time space that we have power actively in our hands and at the third eye and at our fifth chakras and in our mouths to move the power of our ancestors and their traditions forward in a modern stage, in a modern way, in a time when we most need grounding, when we most need interconnection with ourselves, but also with each other. I will always be forward with more here with the revolutionary hoodoo New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, always at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time. All is a blessing.
Dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my Greek suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratch at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit.